I am convinced, he wrote, that natural selection has been the most important, but not the exclusive, means of modification. According to a 1998 booklet published by the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, organisms in nature typically produce more offspring than can survive and reproduce, given the constraints of food, space, and other resources in the environment. These offspring often differ from one another in ways that are heritable. That is, they can pass on the differences genetically to their own offspring. If competing offspring have traits that are advantageous in a given environment, they will survive and pass on those traits. As differences continue to accumulate over generations, populations of organisms diverge from their ancestors. This straightforward process has led the earliest organisms on Earth to diversify into all of the plants, animals, and microorganisms that exist today. Although the origin of life is often included in discussions of evolution, Darwin's theory applies only to living things. Darwin speculated that life may have started in some warm little pond, but beyond that he had little to say on the subject. It seems likely that the first cells were bacteria, but as Harvard biologist Mark W. Kirshner and Berkeley biologist John C. Gerhardt wrote in 2005, everything about evolution before the bacteria-like forms is sheer conjecture, because evidence is completely lacking about what preceded this early cellular ancestor. In any case, Darwinism does not include the origin of life. 19th-century Harvard botanist Asa Gray argued that biological evolution was guided by God. Gray advised Darwin to assume that variation has been led along certain beneficial lines. Streams flowing over a sloping plain by gravitation, here the counterpart of natural selection, may have worn their actual channels as they flowed, yet their particular courses may have been assigned. Darwin wrote to Gray that he was charmed with the stream metaphor, but he concluded his next book, The Variation of Animals and Plants Under Domestication, with an explicit rejection of Gray's view. Using the metaphor of a house built with rocks found at the base of a cliff, Darwin explained, "The fragments of stone, though indispensable to the architect, bear to the edifice built by him the same relation which the fluctuating variations of each organic being bear to the varied and admirable structures ultimately acquired by its modified descendants. Thus, in regard to the use to which the fragments may be put, their shape may be strictly said to be accidental." In Darwin's metaphor, of course, the architect is natural selection, though he insisted that natural selection means only the preservation of variations which independently arise. Darwin concluded, "There seems to be no more design in the variability of organic beings and in the action of natural selection than in the course which the wind blows."